You are now listening to Mix Mag on Rotation, the world's dance music destination.
Here at Mix Mag, we all wear many hats, meaning we all work on various aspects of the media outlet. Valerie and I are, of course, on Rotation each week, but that's just a very small role that we play.
Harrison and I also run the online content coming out of the United States. We have a team of freelancers that we look over. We help book talent for the lab, among various other things. Yeah. But a new role each of us has is actually overlooking a Spotify playlist, which will be updated weekly, which is very exciting. I get to show off a little bit of our music taste.
Yes.
My playlist is, of course, Sounds of the West Coast, because I have to represent here in Los Angeles.
That LA swag, what up?
Yeah, and there really is like a very unique sound coming out of the West Coast.
It's definitely
often dabbles into the bass side, a little bit of the tech house side, depending on where your own taste lies, but you know, show it off a little bit in our playlist. What about you, Harrison?
These playlists are awesome. I'm really excited to showcase and curate a playlist. Mine is called Overlooked Classics, where I'm going to just be digging deep into the I'm a history guy, you know, so I dig into the history of dance music and kind of go through the tracks that might be overlooked a little bit, and maybe some that people will know, obviously, but there's definitely some that people have forgotten.
Is it like disco?
What kind of music? You know, I'm a disco guy. I'm a house guy. Right now, I've just been going to like early 2000s house music, kind of 90s house music, a lot of acid, a lot of cool stuff like that.
So it varies. It's all over the board, kind of.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
And also, our colleagues out in the UK have playlists they're curating too. You can check them out. Yep. There's the best new house music. I know there's the best new techno. We've got a workout playlist for those who spend their time in the gym, a rap spotlight, and nice. One called the Come Down, which I think is hilarious. It's like an end of the weekend sort of chill out playlist. But
I think that's one of the most popular ones right now, is the Come
Down.
Probably.
You know, it has to be relevant to our listeners' lives.
Yeah.
This is, of course, On Rotation, weekly podcast here at Mix Mag. And this week, we have a really exciting episode coming for you. We have special guest Kate Simcoe.
Yeah.
Here's a little preview of the chat to come.
My girl.
I spent 2 years figuring out how to integrate the textures and warmth and beauty of classical instruments into the backdrop of my own music.
We're also going to play the next round of DJ Pictionary, where we try to stump each other with guessing DJ names. So far, I've been the loser, but it's been really, I don't feel like I've been the loser. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, game spirit. Keep it up. Yeah, whatever.
Well, we're also going to be talking about some Ibiza horror stories from the likes of Solardo, Eric Murillo, and Gorgon City. And we're also going to be discussing some album announcements that were made in the past week. There's a lot going on right now in the industry.
Very exciting things. And then after that, stay tuned for the premiere section, where we're going to play you some of the best new tunes that landed in our inbox over the week.
Yeah.
And then, of course, wrap things up with the weekend report. 3, 2, 1.
Game
time! What kind of shout was that?
Welcome to On Rotation's Game Time, where we can't seem to get anything right, but we'll see if one of us can guess the DJ name.
For those who don't know, this is a really fun thing that we started doing where
I'm having fun.
Harrison and I come up with some DJ names, but we can't say the DJ name to each other. We give hints and try to get the other host to guess who we're talking about.
Yeah. I'll go first. Loser goes first. Okay. This is an easy one. This is a very easy one. Two words, okay. American guy. First American word is a planet. Guy. The second word is something you wear.
Planet and something I wear. How far is it from Earth?
It's not a planet. It's something in the solar system.
Okay, what is it in the solar system?
I'm not going to tell you because that's the word.
Is it like a comet or something?
Well, no.
Okay, it's not a comet. It's not a planet.
Second word is something that you wear.
Is it something you wear on the upper half of your body or the lower half?
Lower half.
Okay, pants?
What DJ goes by pants?
Shoes?
You're close.
DJ shoes?
You're close.
Socks?
You're probably going to wear it over your socks.
Wear them over my socks. Boots?
Yeah.
Something boots? Moon boots.
Whoa! Ah! See, I think the countdown should have clocked you, though. That took way too long.
Yeah, it did.
Kieran actually worded it out to me, and he got it.
Here we go. It's a UK artist. His last name sounds like a trendy hat.
Beanie.
Something more trendy.
Cowboy hat.
Think about what hipsters wear.
A top hat.
Do you know people that wear top hats?
In Brooklyn, people be wearing top hats all over the place. You know, a fedora.
Yeah.
Okay.
His last name sounds like fedora.
I need to go on something more than that.
He released his debut album on Casual.
That'll give me a little something. Oh, Sonny Fodera.
There we go. Yay.
Yeah, I got it. Now, the next one is very easy. Very
All
easy, right?
Keep going.
It's a game you play.
Okay.
It's from Barcelona.
Is it one word?
Yeah, one word.
I would like more description about the game.
It's a game you play. It's a two, you know, you can play it with one-on-one or two-on-two.
Tennis? DJ Tennis?
Oh, yeah. That was good, though, Val. You
Yay.
Got it.
Three words.
Three words.
He is Irish, but he does not live in Ireland. He used to live in Berlin, and now he lives in Zurich.
Am I supposed to know where everybody lives?
Yes. He runs a record label. It's a woman's name.
Oh. Does he DJ by his real name? Is it like a two-word name?
No, it's not his real name. The last word is a synonym for strong.
I don't know if I'm going to get this one. This is tough.
It is tough. Okay, I'll give you a hint. The label name is Maeve.
Yeah, okay, I know who it is. Manila Tough.
Yay, you got it.
Here's the last one. Last one. Two words. Birmingham guy, bass house.
Oh.
It's two words. The first one is another word for down.
Another
right?
word for down. Okay.
And the second one is something you do when you're going to the store.
Well, I drive, but I live in Los Angeles.
You know, when you go outside.
Then you walk.
But what do you do when you walk?
Step.
Yeah, there you go.
Low stepper.
Low stepper. Low stepper. Low stepper. Good.
Low stepper. Okay, that one was a fun one. I liked that. That was good. I feel like this one's pretty easy.
Well, it depends on how easy it is you make it for me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay, for one, he's Australian, so that's already like a pretty small pool.
Maybe.
Kind of. His name is three words. He used to be a duo.
Not Rufus Du Sol, right?
No.
Rufus Du Sol is like a band.
They're a band.
But that's a three-worder.
That is a three-word Australian band.
See what I'm saying? You got to give me a little some hints.
He's released on Sweat It Out and Owsla.
Three words. That's a big hint. Owsla, also. Australian.
Come on. All right, you're done. It's What's So Not.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't have got that.
Dun, 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 dun.
He was a duo with Flume. Yeah. Valerie wins, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Yay!
Good for you, Val. I'll give you the trophy.
It's okay. You gave good hints, Harrison.
Yes. I hope the listeners got it better.
You are now locked in with Mix Mag Zone, Valerie and Harrison.
So now on to our Ibiza horror stories. Our colleague Funster out in the UK compiled a list of very terrible tragedies that occurred on the White Isle.
Tragedies.
You know, there's certain things that you really hate, right? You would hate to lose your passport on a vacation in a different country. You would hate to get really seriously injured.
Yes.
Those two things are like really bad, right? And these stories have to do with that.
I don't believe you've never been to Ibiza, right?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Yeah. For those who have, for those who haven't, I'm sure you've heard the lore of Ibiza. It's a crazy place. People obviously there to party and stay up all night. So it's not really surprising that stuff like this happens,
right.
But it is pretty funny that some of the most beloved DJs and headliners have also kind of experienced things that probably happen to people all the time.
The first one is the duo Solardo. They were heading out to a Pioneer Masterclass. So they hail a taxi. They throw their bags in the trunk. They get out the taxi at the gig. They're talking to all their friends. They go up to the Pioneer Masterclass. And they realize, like, wait, where's the bags?
And I'm sure it's filled with incredibly important stuff, right?
Everything you need. You got your passport,
oh,
computers,
God.
Two sets of headphones, hard drives, USBs, everything they travel with, literally.
Oh,
and
God.
It's just in the back of this taxi roaming around.
And it's not like Uber. You can't just like call and be like, I lost
no.
my stuff.
Yeah, well, that's what they did. They went back to the hotel. They call every cab company. So all the cabbies get on their radios. But then they're waiting at the hotel. Hours go by. It gets up to like 10 hours. And they're just like, you know, all right, it's done. But then a taxi pulls up. The guy hops out with their bags. And it's like, they give them a $100 bill. Yeah. So that's, that's a tragedy, but with a really happy ending
because
they got their stuff back. The other stories in this article are not so happy.
Not so great. Yeah. We heard one from Eric Murillo, who was explaining that during the first year of his subliminal party, he rented a house for all the artists who were playing to stay in. They, of course, you know, went out to dinner and then to the club for the actual party night. And sadly, when they got back to the house, they noticed that someone had broken in. And, you know, that's no joking matter when you have a bunch of artists staying there and I'm sure people that were with the artists. So they sledgehammered the safe open. Crazy.
Right. Yeah, they were prepared, these thieves.
Yeah, so they got away with nearly $20,000 worth of stuff. All the artists' gear was stolen, laptops, cash, jewelry, cameras, even clothes. Ugh, it was really sad. So police didn't go to the house.
No, that's what happens in Ibiza. The police are not going to come to the house that gets broken into. You're going to have to go to the police station and fill out a police report.
That's so crazy. But sadly, none of their gear was ever returned. So that was not a happy ending.
They weren't as lucky as Solardo.
Yeah.
And this next one, this last one we're going to highlight is one by the duo Gorgon City. And they're out, they're playing at an Amnesia, right? There's glitter everywhere. So one of them kneels down on this glitter, or what he thought was glitter. And it turned out to be a bunch of broken glass.
Oh my God. Cut up his knee. Oh my God, my knees hurt just thinking about that.
My whole body hurts just thinking about that, right? But he was like, oh, I'm good. And he just went out to the club and he was partying. And his friends realized that there's blood all over the dance floor.
Yeah, I'm sure. Especially when you get glass cuts. Those are like the real bleeders.
And on top of that, he goes home without even going to the ER or whatever. Wakes up in like a pool of blood in his hotel room.
Oh my God. At least he was like okay. Like he didn't pass out from blood loss or anything.
No, he was fine. He was actually with Artwork, who was there hanging out with them. Mm. And Artwork was the one who bandaged him up and had them all sorted and did a better job than the actual paramedics did.
Wow, poor guy.
All right, so now on to some more exciting and fun news. We got a lot of stuff going on in the industry right now. A lot of big albums were announced.
Yay!
First one by one of my absolute favorite duos, Bicep. They finally announced their self-titled debut album after all this time.
And yeah, it's coming out on Ninja Tune.
And I mean, they've put out a lot of music and, you know, their edits are really amazing and their style is like pure dance music. And so it's really nice to hear that the album is going to be filled with that kind of style.
Totally. And of course, Dubfire, woohoo, another legend, is releasing a 42-track retrospective album, which is pretty crazy. It's going to be called Hybrid, A Decade of Dubfire. Of course, also sharing the name of his live visual show that he debuted a year ago or 2 years ago.
Did you ever see it?
I did. I saw it both at Coachella and Ibiza, so I've seen it.
It was super cool, right? I got to see it at Time Warp.
It's really, really cool. I love it. Yeah. I love Dubfire, too. I love his sound. So it's going to be a really cool album. Of course, it's 42 tracks, so it's going to be massive.
It's a lot of tunes.
But, you know, he has a whole decade to cover from his career. It's going to be composed of classics and a handful of highly anticipated unreleased work and new remixes from Plastic Man, Joseph Capriati, Audion. And of course, it's coming out on SciTech. It's out now, actually.
Now onto one of the, probably the most highly anticipated albums of the year, LCD Sound System, who, you know, what was it, a couple years ago, they like retired, you know?
I think that's now, a sore subject for a lot of people.
It really is. You know, you thought you saw their last show at Madison Square Garden. Now they're doing all this other stuff. They're probably going to announce a world tour coming up. People are really expecting that.
I mean, they've been a headliner at some of the biggest festivals for the past year or so. You know, they played Coachella.
They announced a 6-date tour here in Brooklyn at Brooklyn Steel. So there's plenty of chances to
plenty
see them.
Plenty of time to see them again.
But the album is called American Dream. I'm sure it probably will have a political touch to it with that title.
Yeah.
It's 10 new tracks, their first album since 2010, and it's coming out on September 1st on DFA.
Very cool. The internet kind of exploded earlier this week when Jay-Z made an exciting announcement, not about his twins, which I heard were actually born this weekend.
Right, yeah, so, he's keeping that under wraps.
On the other, like, Beyonce-tipped side of news. But he actually made an announcement that suggests that his 13th album will be coming soon called 444. You know, 4:44. It will be his newest since the 2013 release Magna Carta Holy Grail. It's supposed to be out big. June 30th.
Yeah, yeah. And the next one is Chic. Yeah, that one, this album has been on everybody's minds for a while. It's called It's About Time. And it is about time for another Chic album, right?
Yeah.
This week they announced a new collaborator, Avicii, which was very surprising by many.
He retired.
Avicii retired. Another one that retires and comes back.
But the album will also, of course, have Pharrell and Lady Gaga on it. It's coming, but we don't know when, really.
And the last one we got is a cool one from Matthew Herbert, who is an absolute techno legend, and Underworld's Carl Hyde. They're producing a soundtrack/album for a play called Fatherland, which is just about fatherhood in general. And it's really interesting because it's made with organic sounds and material that like would remind them of their childhood and their fathers. So it's like a bouncing ball or, you know, the wind blowing, you know, in the grass when he went on a hike with his father or something like that. So
that's poetic.
very interesting album for sure. And that's definitely, it's not going to be probably what everybody's expecting from Matthew Herbert or Underworld. You know,
I was going to say, it probably doesn't sound like it's going to be techno really, but
I don't think so.
Maybe they'll find a way to incorporate it naturally.
Yeah.
So look out for those upcoming releases out later this year and stay tuned for our upcoming chat with Kate Simcoe.
You are now listening to Mix Mag on Rotation. Hot takes on the latest dance music news, tunes, parties, and more.
Welcome to On Rotation. We're here with Kate Simcoe.
Hello.
How you been?
I've been well, thank you.
I've been literally running into you everywhere all around the world. We were in SXM, saw you down there.
Yeah.
Then just in Detroit.
Yes.
Now finally here in New York. It's interesting. You're playing a lot of different type of stuff in each stop. Some deeper stuff. You play a lot of acid. So how do you feed off the energy of each location?
That's a really good question. I mean, I'm from Chicago, so I grew up on Chicago house, obviously, and like soulful American house music. And then also Detroit, though. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Richie Houghton would come through and Derek May and Jeff Mills. So I always have loved Detroit house and techno. I say Detroit house like Theo Parrish,
right,
and people like that as well. So, Detroit and Chicago and New York, you know, music was
But that's
my
interesting.
Roots.
I mean, like each like city has its own kind of style of house music.
Yeah.
And now you're in London as well, too,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Absolutely.
So you got all these influences coming together.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's another thing. I do mix in like sort of that London deeper bass and breakbeat influence, which I really like. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's like a mixture of all those. But yeah, it just depends on the night. Like last night at Good Room when I got there, the DJ before me was playing a bit more techno, and I was playing with Matthew Deere, who, you know, obviously, like, well, not obviously, but I've known for 10 years or more.
Well, yeah, Spectral,
Yeah, because we used to, you know, we both were on Spectral Sound and releasing there, and I was like, okay, she's playing techno, I know Matt's going to play, you know, more audience-style techno, so, you know, just keep it sort of in that space. So it just really depends, you know, on the context.
You're just at Movement, playing on the Paradise stage.
Yeah.
So you're kind of feeding off that energy there as well. You're in the birthplace of techno.
You
got to play some kind of techie stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then also just when you were in SXM, that island life, you know, you're playing on the beach facing the water.
Yeah. Then at sunset on the beach, it's not my techno moment personally.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
100%. Now you got your start. We had Black Madonna in here for our first On Rotation podcast, and we were talking about her beginnings with radio in Chicago. And you kind of began on radio as well.
I did. Yeah, actually, I didn't know that about her. That's cool. Yeah, my start with making a transition from being a raver and a fan was radio. Mm-hmm. So when I went to college at 18, on the first day, I went to the radio station and I was like, sign me up. What do I need to do? Yeah. You know, and started.
I want to be involved.
I just want to be involved. And yeah, exactly. And started apprenticing on a show in Miami. And this was with the guys who had a label called Schematic.
Okay.
Their name on Warp was Phoenicia. So this is a while ago. This is like, you know, early 2000s.
2000, yeah.
And you know, so they were good friends with Autechre and, you know, New Plaid, and just like that was like, I had no idea. I mean, like,
outsider stuff.
I'm name dropping that now, but at the time I was like, Plaid? The shirt? Like, what is that, you know? So they clued me up on all that, and I sat in on their show, and it just was really, really life changing, for lack of, you know, better words to say, because before that I just knew of dance music that was very loopy and not more composed, sort of
like dance floor functional type
Floor functional. So that was like, wow, electronic music can almost, instantly it sort of triggered in my mind what I was studying, classical piano, at college, and, you know, these linear compositions, you know, that was what these electronic producers were doing. Long story short, that's how I got my start, DJing. And then when I moved to Chicago, I had my own radio show on WNUR. And on there, I'd play a mixture of, you know, what I was saying, like experimental EDM, or IDM, sorry.
IDM.
I can't believe I just said that late night last night. IDM, that is.
IDM.
But also house, you know, like, you know, left field house like Matthew Herbert and techno, and that's how I got my start.
You had the LEO show.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was awesome. Yeah, so we had London Electronic Orchestra, is my band from London, and two of the girls, harpist and violinist, flew over for it.
Nice.
We worked with the New York-based cellist, and yeah, we had our show, Lower East Side, Rockwood Music Hall.
Beautiful.
Last night.
Now you're producing music for a kind of orchestral stuff, and you did a lot of schooling for that.
Yeah, I mean, so what happened was my main background was producing electronic music.
Yeah.
And my passion, and right from the start, though, I'd always combined, you know, a couple of solo piano pieces on my first album that came out, and I remixed Philip Glass, and
right.
I always, you know, didn't totally separate or want to separate my background playing piano,
yeah,
love of classical and melodic stuff with house music. What happened was I scored a film in like 2008, my first feature length documentary, and I just was jamming out the orchestral parts, like using Logic Audio. I mean, now it's funny to say it, but using Logic Audio, like orchestral samples, you know, playing flutes on, you know, my MIDI keyboard.
Which is not the norm in terms of producing music like that, right?
I mean, no, it's really not the norm. I mean, no. It's really like, I had beginner's luck because, you know, I did that soundtrack, and it was sort of like emulating a Philip Glass sort of style, like minimalist. But again, like with the strings, not knowing how to orchestrate strings, just playing them as piano chords, you know,
okay, yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. But realizing that I hit a wall in terms of what I could do. Because,
yeah.
You know, I can hear when I listen to classical music, string voicing.
This big sound.
Yeah, this big sound and layers that work together, you know,
right,
and
right,
somebody
right.
understands how they work together that I didn't know.
Yeah.
So after I did that score, it came out on Ghostly, which is why I said beginner's
luck.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that was released on Ghostly
as
an album. I know. And, you know, again, sometimes that, there's nothing wrong with not being trained by any means.
Right.
You know, it was just a personal thing for me. I wanted to pursue film scoring more.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally had an interest in learning more.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's nothing wrong with, you know, jamming out. If it sounds good, it sounds good, I guess.
Right.
You know
right,
what
right,
I mean?
Right,
but I think
if it sounds good, it works.
I could account for that luck every time.
Yeah.
It worked out all right that time. So yeah, I moved to London in 2012. To get a master's in composition for film and orchestra. And I was totally ready to have to kind of set aside my electronic stuff for a couple of years. If, you know, I was going to respect that was the first and foremost thing in my life.
Gotta sacrifice, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I was ready to do that and sort of moved to London. Really would have loved to just like jump in straight away into the dance music side.
Go and play all the clubs.
Oh my God, totally. And just, you know, I was like, but anyway, I was a good girl, focusing on my orchestral stuff.
Stay focused.
Yeah, exactly. Like, sorry, can't come out for like 2 months. What happened, though, was my composition professor was really open-minded. And, you know, he was saying, you already have your voice as a producer. You have a style.
Yeah.
And you're now just adding a whole new palette of the orchestra. Rather than try to find a totally new voice with orchestra, his advice was combine this orchestral palette.
Do what is you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Be yourself,
yeah.
You know? Because when you do film scores, you're going to be yourself anyway.
Right.
So just combine the orchestral stuff into what you do and, you know, develop, you know, expand your sound with the orchestra.
Right.
So that
was
amazing.
Which is interesting because you can get into a habit of just giving people what they want when in reality you should be doing what you want and trusting your own self.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. I mean, it when it comes to academia, sometimes you don't have that support. When I spoke to NYU's film department, for example, they were not going to accept any of my electronic work.
Oh, really?
No, exactly. It didn't count as part of my portfolio.
What?
Yeah. I know, exactly.
That's bizarre,
so it's
in
not
a way,
you know, it is. It's, you know, I believe in myself, but you know, if your composition department, you know, doesn't think electronic music somehow is
counts.
Valid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't apply in the end. I was like, well, then guess what? You're just not for me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so yeah, in London they were much more open-minded at this program. Yeah, I spent 2 years figuring out how to integrate the textures and warmth and beauty of classical instruments into the backdrop of my own music.
How has that education or the compositional orchestral elements, has that influenced your dance music productions any way?
Yes and no, because sometimes I'm just so happy. Like, you mentioned Acid. Like, my new two tracks that I have that I'm sending out to labels are, like, both Acid tracks.
Nice.
Because I think sometimes you just want a total change, you know?
Acid is hot right now, I gotta say. Like, at festivals and everywhere, it's like... I mean, especially here in New York, we got the Bunker guys, you know, Mike Servito.
Yeah.
And like,
it's not that all my tracks are going to be like melodic and layered.
Orchestral.
And orchestral, you know. There's a part of that that's a balance. But then there's also another part that, I mean, like Jamie Jones and I have a new project that we debuted in December, which was, you know, full orchestra. So I orchestrated a bunch of Jamie's tracks, and we did my tracks, and then we're making new music together.
Yeah.
We did a collaboration. We had an EP together, and then one of the tracks came out on the album as well.
Nice.
We had two, and we had another track. So we had two tracks that were collabs on the Elio album.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we've just decided to basically do an album together that's new music.
Cool.
Yeah, that's going to be orchestral with electronic. I love all of it, you know. I really, really do. And
you can feel that you do.
Okay.
You play Rockwood, and then an hour later, you're playing Good Room, you know, and you're playing, like, thumping, techie house stuff.
Yeah, that's the key. If you don't love it, you know, yesterday I did WNYC in the morning. I left, the apartment right around here at 9:30, and, you know, we rehearsed there. We did the show. We went to Rockwood. We rehearsed. We had, like, an hour to change. Did that show. Left, dropped my bags, went straight to Good Room. I mean, it's like, if you don't love it, like, get another job. Because it's like, you could have easier days than that.
Yeah.
But no, I loved every minute of it. Yeah.
Except for losing your wallet.
Oh.
I gotta bring that up. Gotta bring it up.
Okay, yeah. Lost my wallet at Good Room.
But I feel like losing stuff on tour is, like, the worst nightmare for a DJ, or a touring DJ, or touring artist in general.
Well, also, this is the first tour that we're doing with London Electronic Orchestra. Mm-hmm. We've done one-off shows, but this is, you know, a three-city tour. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm the one with the most experience, and I'm from the States. I just lost all my cards and my bank card, you know. Yeah, real pro.
Yeah, right.
Right here. Yeah.
Have you played Good Room before?
No.
It's one of my favorite places in the city, no doubt.
I absolutely don't blame you, honestly.
It's a cool atmosphere, isn't it?
It's super cool.
Yeah.
And I noticed a lot more people dancing and a lot more enthusiasm last night than I'd felt in New York the last two, three times, which was great.
I think the atmosphere in Good Room, it's like dark and cloudy, so people feel like there's nobody watching and they can, like, kind of let loose.
Mm.
I feel like clubs that have that really bring it out of people.
Yeah, that's a good point. It was quite foggy and dark. People were just really, really enthused, which I like. I mean, coming from Chicago, I mean, I'm used to the sort of not reacting as much. Like, in London, people are, like, go crazy.
It's
absolutely.
People,
I mean, boys and girls are just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, just freaking out, like, hands in the air, and just like, you know, in Chicago, I've had many a friend DJ and be like, I'll be out in the crowd and people will be like, oh, this is wicked. This is amazing. And then I'll go in the DJ booth and, you know, the friend will be like, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah,
you know, nobody's reacting.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, no, they love it. But they just don't show it.
How's it in LA? LA, I haven't been to LA partying in a long time, but sometimes I hear that about LA as well.
I can't say for LA, but I know for Chicago, it's definitely like, I think New York and Chicago are like music head cities as well.
Yes.
You know what I mean? People are
like
clocking which track you're playing
more
than just like, oh, that's a wicked bass line. You know what I mean? And so there's that element as well.
Yep.
But yeah, last night, people are just like letting loose, just like feeling the music.
Yeah.
It was cool.
No doubt.
Yeah. Cool
no, so you just had a really cool release on Left Room.
Oh, thanks.
Which was really fun.
Cool.
And is anything else in the works besides the Jamie Jones collaborative album?
So, yeah, we've got that. Yeah, I should just say, we'll start with single there. We're aiming for album. That's
album is the
goal.
Yeah,
that's
the
goal. Yeah. No, but we're gonna do the show with orchestra for sure next year. Like, definitely. And we need music to go with it. So it can't just be like a single, you know, to get booked to play.
Okay,
can you give us an orchestra? We've got a really good track.
Hour long track.
So,
which could be cool too.
That's true. And then, what else do I have? Some new dance music that I'm going to be sending out really soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got a new London Electronic Orchestra single.
Oh,
cool. Yeah, which is the last track we played last night. And it's all done. I just need to overdub a couple string parts. So I've got that. And then I just finished my first indie feature film score.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
That's definitely exciting.
Yeah. So
what's the film?
The film is called 20 Weeks, and it's about a woman who's 20 weeks pregnant in L.A., and just the story of her and her boyfriend. It's not a spoiler, because it happens pretty soon, that at her 20-week scan, they find out that there's the baby's missing four fingers on his right hand.
Drama.
Oh, man, it's a drama. Yeah. And so, to be honest, the score for that, I even told the director, I was like, listen, part of my job for the score is to use the music to be a gateway to this female character that could really turn some people off and be like, oh my God, she's annoying. She's moaning all the time, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And have the music be cool. You know what I mean?
Cool, and it has to be sensitive. You have to feel for her.
Not be annoyed by her.
Not be annoyed. You have to be sensitive to her because she's going through some shit, but she could be really annoying.
Yes. Oh, well, it's like you've seen the film. Honestly, that's what's going on there. So yeah, I got that done, and I'm going to, you know, pretty soon send that out to some labels to, you know, even if it's a small thing, you know, we'll figure out where it ends up, but to do another soundtrack release.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My first feature film score.
Sweet.
And using what we talked about a few minutes ago, just like I said, that was my whole goal of going back to school to learn how to score a film and not be just kind of winging it.
Yeah.
So
who are your film score composer influences?
Oh, well, I mean, there's a lot, but a couple that I really like. I really like Carter Burwell.
Okay.
And I really like Clint Martinez, who did Drive and a lot of those, you know, those kind of movies. Yeah, it was amazing.
Synthy stuff.
Absolutely. And I also really, really like Atticus Ross and Trent Reznor.
Of course.
Yeah, no, totally. And they've done an amazing job combining their sound, you know,
Trent's
sound.
Very electronics.
Yeah.
Crazy work with synths.
Totally.
I mean, Trent is just a mad genius with those things.
Totally. He really is. And so, yeah, that abrasive Nine Inch Nails sound.
Yeah.
But mixed with delicate piano or
enveloping atmospheric type stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, those are sort of some of my influences that are more on the electronic side.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there's so many amazing Hollywood, you know, composers that are doing the orchestral thing as well. So,
That's interesting. What else are you doing here in the city? You're just heading out to D.C. for tomorrow?
Yeah. So tomorrow we have a 7 a.m. bus ride to D.C. and we're playing Flash Rooftop.
Yeah, Flash is one of the top clubs down there.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And yeah, I'm really excited. I think, you know, the Sunday afternoon is going to be really cool. So that's the LEO Live. And then after that, we head to Chicago.
Home?
Yeah, it's my hometown.
Yeah,
I'm excited. We're doing Old Town School of Folk Music, which is a really respected, definitely really respected venue for more like performing arts and world music. And
nice.
So we're doing two shows in one night on Wednesday. And then Friday, I'm at Spy Bar.
Oh.
I know. And those are like my Chicago family. So, yeah, great way to end the tour.
So if you're listening, make sure you catch her at both those gigs.
Hey, yeah, that's right. And then last thing, we have London Electronic Orchestra in London at the Jazz Cafe. And that's the 24th of August.
Nice.
So that's
more intimate? Jazz cafe.
It sounds intimate, but it's like 450 cap.
Okay, yeah. It's not a cafe.
No, it's a really cool live venue, and we're gonna do some production on it as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, make it, you know, really vibey and has an amazing stage, and so that's gonna be sort of our big London show of the year, hopefully.
Good stuff. Lots to look forward to.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by, Kate.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is Mix Mag on Rotation, direct to your eardrums.
Now on to this week's premiere section. We are going to start with one by Phil Kieran. But as always, like we mentioned earlier, you can find On Rotation Premieres playlist on Spotify, where we are updating these every week. This week, revisiting material from his latest album titled Blinded by the Sun, Phil Kieran taps fellow Irishman Mano Le Tuff to remix Solar Storm, adding an emotive touch to the hypnotic track. Mano expands the original into a 9-minute ballad of atmospheric synths, intricate percussive arrangements, and a deep, raspy vocal to bring it all together. This one is out on Hot Creations at the end of the month and also includes remixes by Matthew Herbert and David Holmes. We'll be right back.
Berlin-based DJ and producer Marco Resman steps up on Upon You to release his Voyager EP, featuring the deep and rolling techno track Glide. Glide is a smooth anthem with a dark motif, as heavy bass lays the foundation for a rolling synth line. It's clearly a dance floor weapon, one that will be in high demand on the club circuit this summer. The Voyager EP also includes three more originals from Resman and is set for a release on June 19th.
I've been able to get to know the Razor and Tape guys pretty well over the past few years, and we've been going through music together at an increased rate in recent history. We premiered one of their tracks by Nebraska not too long ago, but their latest offering is another major release that begged for a proper premiere. They've tapped Adesi Versions, a producer out of Manchester who thrives off of digging up samples and creating masterful dancefloor material. He supplies a 12-inch of his signature style on the latest track titled Bumpin' NYC.
Duo Adonna Twins have locked in their next release with the celebrated Berlin-based Watergate Records, handing over three originals and two remix offerings for their upcoming EP, Flower of Cain. Their title track explodes out of the gate with a dark, sinister-tinged sound that melds in a devilish harmony with the Adonna Twins' now signature rumbling and grinding techno sound. It's out on Watergate on June 19th. Check it out now.
Listening to Mix Mag on rotation.
Now on to the weekend report. Don't forget that you can send us in your city's name because we have a revolving city every week. Just tweet at us on rotation at Mix Mag and we will try to highlight your city.
Depending on what city it is.
It can't be like our producer saying Scunthorpe. I don't even know what that is, but it's
wherever
a town in England somewhere in the countryside where wedding DJs will be playing. Very easy to highlight Scunthorpe, I think.
Tell us what's going on in New York.
Ah, New York City. All right. So yeah, it's Pride weekend, really. I mean, it's been Pride month. But this weekend is the weekend of the parade, and there's a lot of really big events going on in the city. At Output on Friday,
It's a Pride showcase. So we got Horse Meat Disco and Run Like Hell. Party Line is throwing a party with Anthony Naples, and Pop Gun has Sean O'Sullivan.
Who's in the lab in New York?
Yeah, we got Natasha Diggs. A lot of fun.
Good times.
And then on Saturday is more Pride stuff. So the Bunker is back at Output. They're going to have Rose Casimossi, Mike Servito, and there's also a lot going on at Good Room with Let's Play House Guys. Touch Sensitive and Tiger and Woods are both doing live sets, so you don't want to miss that. And then on Sunday, Danny Krivit is having a boat party, which is going to be great. But my favorite one is going to be Mr. Saturday Night. Their Mr. Sunday party at Nowadays. They're celebrating 250 parties since their existence, which is mind-blowing, right?
That's a lot of parties.
That's a lot of parties. Now, with L.A., what's going on out in L.A.?
L.A., well, we have The Lab on Friday. We have Tim Green
taking over
this week. It's going to be really good. And actually, that's going to be our last lab before we go on a little break.
That's the last L.A. lab.
For a while. We'll be back. So if you're in town, you want to come check it out, email guestlist@mixmag.net. We'll get you sorted.
Say on rotation.
I'll make sure you get sorted.
Yeah.
Elsewhere in the city on Friday, we have Tristan Chabayos at Sound. Ooh. Always super good, so be sure to check that out if you're around. Lights Down Low is also happening on Friday with Charisma and Galcher Lustwerk. A couple other people on board.
I would do that for sure.
It's going to be a good one. And then Midnight Lovers has DJ Garth for an all-vinyl set. It'll be really cool.
Nice.
And then, of course, Tim Green, after he plays at The Lab, he's actually going to play the One Night Affair party somewhere in downtown L.A., so you can bounce over to there if you want to keep the night going. On Saturday, we have Resolute with Pralesh, which is Raresh and Praslia.
Whoa, Resolute's out in L.A.?
Yeah.
That's the Brooklyn crew.
That's
you
right.
know us. You know, they're the Brooklyn party, my favorite party out here for sure.
On the rooftop at the Standard, we have Zimmer, along with Bee's Knees and Christoffi. We've got some exciting stuff happening at Sound also with Sander Kleinenberg.
And now we're going to take it over to Paris, which is our revolving city for the week. we're going to be changing out these cities. So I told you at the beginning of this, but make sure you tweet out at us on rotation, #onrotation with your city, and we will plug it in to the weekend report. Is going to be playing all night at La Clairière. And then, but also elsewhere at La Machine du Moulin Rouge, right? Did I say that right? French people.
I like your French accent.
Is it La Machine de Moulin Rouge? That's going to be Rahan, S3A, and Damiano von Eckhart. They're a lot of fun. That's really fun house music. And then Saturday, we're going to go over to Rex Club and chill with Julian Perez, Cesar Marvel, and Alex Kidd. But don't miss out on La Plage du Glazard with Mandar, Lazar Hosh, not really techno, but not kind of that minimal house type style, kind of like Resolute. Mandar would play Resolute. That would be my style.
Yeah.
I would definitely be there. And then also on Sunday, we're going to head over to Wanderlust for Hunter Game, Val, and I think that's an all-day party.
And then, of course, ending things over in London, the home of Mixmag. The home of Mixmag. On Friday, same old at XOYO.
Is that still going on?
It's still going on. Black Madonna's residency.
What?
This time she's bringing Giles Peterson.
Giles Peterson, yeah. Oh, that's going to be a very eclectic night of music.
Over at The Nest, you can see Clayne Carousel. Clayne Carousel, very fun name to say.
I say Clayne Carousel. Is that wrong?
I think that's wrong.
Yeah, that might be
I've
wrong.
I've heard people say Clayne Carousel.
Okay.
Over at Fabric is Ronnie Size with Calyx and TV.
Ooh.
And then on Saturday, the London Midsummer Garden Festival is happening both on Saturday and on Sunday. So if you're in town, you can check that out. It's like a celebration to see Studio 338 up and running again.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
After the fire last year. That's big news.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll be really cool because I think the Mista is playing B2B with Taylor, Adam Cotier, Cultured Link, a whole bunch of people. So that'll be a really nice, positive summer celebration.
For sure.
At Fabric on Saturday night, Nicole Mudaber is playing with Marcel Fengler. Mark Knight is playing at Basing House, also a good one. And we've got Soul Clap.
My boys.
At XOYO on Saturday. Yeah, it's going to be really fun. They're also bringing Egyptian Lover with them.
Oh, classic.
So it'll be a really funky, fun night over there.
Don't miss Soul Clap. There's no party like a Soul Clap party. I'll say that till the day I die. Crew
no
love
party
is
like
true
a soul
love.
Party.
Eli and Charlie are great guys. They play.
Harrison has drank the Kool-Aid, in case you can't 100%.
Yo, if you have not checked out a Soul Clap party, then you're really missing something because the energy there is amazing. I just saw them out at Secret Solstice, and they were throwing out T-shirts. They were inviting people up on stage, and it was really amazing vibe.
So cool. Over on Sunday, still in London, Felix the House Cat is playing at Gigalum. Of course, you should check out the Grenfell Tower fundraising garden party, which will be at the Metropolitan on Sunday. All the money raised will be going to the partner, the Kensington and Chelsea Foundation.
Nice. Definitely go out for a good cause. Dance music showing up. Mm-hmm. And that has been the Weekend Report. Lots going on, as always, out in Clubland. Be safe. Be sure to use the hashtag OnRotation on Twitter and let us know how we're doing. Leave a review on iTunes because we want to know what you think. We want to know how we're doing. Next week, we're going to bring in Jesse Rose, who's going to talk about retirement.
It's an exciting chat, an exciting few months ahead for him.
For now, that has been On Rotation. I'm Harrison in Brooklyn.
And I'm Valerie in Los Angeles.
And we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to MixMag On Rotation. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll be back soon with more buzz from the world of dance music. Stay locked. This podcast was produced by Full English Post.
Yeah.
That makes sense now.